What's good, good people? Welcome back to another episode of High Rise Sports Talk, and this is your boy, Rise. All right, today we're going to have a very special episode, all right? And the reason why I say that is because everybody knows, right? I'm excited, right? But everybody knows that Tuesday kicks off the NBA season, all right? I'm a big old basketball fan, you know what I mean? Basketball is my first love. So the reason why I say that this is going to be a special episode is because we're going to talk about one and one thing only. And this subject is very touchy, right? We're going to talk about the GOAT subject, okay? And it's only going to be two people we're going to talk about, all right? Now, you have some people that want to throw the Black Mamba, Kobe Bryant, in there. And I get it. Yeah, rest in peace, Kobe. But we're going to talk about just two, Michael Jordan and LeBron James. All right, and before I get into this, let me just say, all right, when we talk about this GOAT subject and you're comparing Michael Jordan and LeBron, I think sometimes people look at it as disrespect, right? Especially LeBron fans. You talk to a LeBron fan about him possibly not being the GOAT, such and such is better than him and X, Y, and Z. Man, shit. These LeBron fans, these motherfuckers, sometimes they're worse than Swifties and the Beehive. They be ready to pounce on you. All right, so let me start off by saying this. When you talk about this GOAT thing, to me, when I speak on it, it's nothing but respect, right? Everybody knows that LeBron is a beast, right? There's no doubting that, all right? Everybody knows Michael Jordan is a beast. There's no denying both those facts about these great fucking players. All right. But let me say this. I don't know if it's just the new cats. But when I hear the GOAT, I always hear like, yeah, this person is a GOAT too. This person is a GOAT too. Shit. The GOAT stands for greatest of all times. It's only fucking one. It's only one. All right, so I'm going to leave that shit right there. So let's get into this shit. All right, so what I'm about to do is I'm about to start going over these guys' stats, right? And we're going to go with their rookie season. All right, we're going to start with LBJ. All right, nicknamed King James. Everybody's tracking that. We're going to talk about his rookie year. I mean, he averaged 20.9 points per game, 5.5 rebounds per game, 5.9 assists per game, and he averaged 1.6 steals per game. All right. His record, his rookie season was 35-47. And he missed the playoffs. All right. But what he set the NBA record for scoring, right? He scored 25 points in his first NBA debut. All right. So we're going to get that to him. All right. Then let's talk about Michael Jordan, nicknamed Black Jesus. All right. His rookie year, he averaged 28.2 points per game. He averaged 6.5 rebounds per game. He averaged 5.9 assists per game. And he averaged 2.4 steals per game. All right, he had a record of 35-44. All right. 38-44. I misspoke. All right. Slightly above what LeBron's record was his rookie year. But he made the playoffs. All right. He set the franchise record for scoring and steals. Okay? So, you're looking at this, those guys are pretty much even, right? You want to talk about LeBron's entrance into the NBA? I'll be honest with you. I tell people LeBron was groomed for it. All right? Whatever us player that you've seen their games televised, like high school games televised. And we're not talking about this team playing this team. It was like, hey, LeBron James is playing. Let's go see this cat play. You got NBA players that was there watching him play X, Y, and Z, right? But then you got Jordan, pretty much got his shit out of the mud, right? He went to North Carolina, did his thing there. He pretty much had to earn his way in the league when he first came in, right? And that's no knock to LeBron, right? LeBron just was a little bit more seasoned coming in, right? You give him that. So let's move on. All right. LBJ entered the league entered the NBA in 2003. All right. His first finals appearance was in 2007 with the Cavs, which he was swept by the Spurs. Okay. So that's 4 years he was in the league where he made it to the finals. You talk about MJ. He entered the NBA in 1984. He made his first finals in 91. All right, so that's 7 fucking years. LeBron's 4 to his 7. Right? But at his 7th year, all right, that's when he won his championship. He won it against the Lakers. He won it in 5 games. Right, where he scored 30 points and he had the MVP. Right? So, we looking at it at, okay, LeBron made, hey, his first finals was 4 years. MJ's first was 7 years. Some people look at it like, hey, listen, LeBron made it quicker. You know what I mean? But me personally, you look at it, hey, motherfucker got swept. I mean, but shit, he still made it, right? You got a lot of LeBron fans like, well, he still made it. Yeah, cool, got it. All right. This right here is each his own. However you want to maneuver around this or whatever and say who X, Y, and Z, that's on you, right? Like I said before, you know, opinions is like booty holes. You know what I mean? Everybody goddamn got one. So it's however you want to maneuver that. All right. All right. LBJ won his first title in 2012 with the Heat. Against OKC, right? He won that in 5 games. All right, so what are we looking at? Right? 9 years. 9 years after he came in, he won his first chip. His first chip. 7 years after Jordan came in, he won his first one. Right? So I'm not going to freaking sit here and say, hey, X, Y, hey, you do the math with that shit. All right? So with all this, these guys still looking kind of similar, right? Even though MJ won his first chip in 7 years, LeBron did his in 9. I mean, a little bit off, right? That's 2 years there. LeBron, he made the finals in 4, right? So once again, each his own how you want to look at it. Me personally, I ain't going to lie to you. My GOAT is Michael Jeffrey Jordan. It is what it is. That's my opinion. Right. And we're about to get into that here in a few minutes. All right. Here's another thing that this whole bag thing. I talk to my partners about this all the time as far as like the bag. Everybody hear that? Hey, he got a bag. He got this or whatever. So for those that's listening, don't know what that shit is, let me explain it to you. All right. When we say he has a bag, that means that he has a variety of things or moves that he can go to. Let me rephrase that. Excuse me, he or she can go to. All right. So this is the way I look at this. All right. Let's talk about LeBron's bag. All right. And I talk to my partners about this shit all the time. Once again, it's my opinion. Right. When you talk about LeBron's bag, what do you look at? Right. When LeBron first came in, high flyer, bam, bam, bam. First step has always been a fucking killer. All right. Hey, if LeBron catches the ball and he squares you up, it's a done deal. It's a done deal because his first step is so crucial, and then he's just a tank of a fucking dude, right? So he has that, right? As years has gone on, LeBron James has learned how to play with his back to the basket where he has that fadeaway jump shot. You give him that. He has a step back. Boom. You give him that. Handles. They have started to, you know, in the years that LeBron has been in the game, they have started to evolve. And I know people like, oh, what the fuck? Oh, I recall when they played the Spurs in the fucking championship, when LeBron would bring that ball across half court, Tony Parker was all up in him. LeBron James would have to pick up the ball and throw it out. They was all up in him. Right. And then on top of that, have you ever seen LeBron James cross anybody over? No, it's only a couple things. Right. He, full speed coming down the court, he's going to fuck you over. If you let him get a full head of steam, it's a done deal. You let them come down, dribble, dribble, step back. Nonsense out of 10, it's a done deal. But for me, looking at him, his bag is not like that. Sorry, people. It's just my opinion. Now let's go into Michael Jordan, right? People talk about Michael Jordan was not a good three-point shooter, right? I beg to differ, but you know what? I'll give you that. I'll give you that one, right? Back then, the three-point was not liable like that, right? Except for a couple of players. You know, you had Reggie Miller that was hitting it like that. Of course, you know, I mean, Dale Shrimp and, you know, some of those guys like that or whatever, right? But we're not going to make any excuses. All right, so if you want to say his three-point shooting was ass, we're going to go ahead and go with that. We're going to ride with that, all right? But one thing he had a bag. Michael come down, he'll cross you over. Michael post you up, right? He had those tangibles that in today's game, you don't see it in every player, right? And what I mean by that is effort on both ends of the fucking floor. To me, it makes no sense that LeBron is not all defense, all NBA defense every fucking year. Right? What is that a credit to? Is it just because the man can play defense? So what is it? Right? I don't know. But for me, Michael Jordan had all these. He had all these. All right. So here's the thing. People like to talk about the longevity of LeBron James. And I'm cool with that. That's fine. Right? But you can't compare LeBron James to Michael Jordan after that 15-year mark. Right? So let's talk about it. At the 15-year mark, Michael Jordan numbers were slightly better than LeBron. Right? You talk about the age. Right? When Jordan went to the Wizards, he was averaging 20-some points a game. You know, people are like, oh, well, hey, you know, he was trash. No, he wasn't trash when he was with the Wizards. He was still averaging 20-plus points a game at the age of 38. So with all this balled up, I know I'm going to have people hit me up like, what the fuck are you talking about? Da, 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 da. Hey, it is what it is. When it's balled up, I think Michael Jordan is the GOAT. People say, well, LeBron James surpassed Kareem. He has the points now. He's the GOAT. And this is the thing about it that gets me about LeBron fans, right? It's always something that's added to the pot, right? And what I mean by that is when Kareem had the points, let me rephrase that. When Michael Jordan retired, he was deemed the GOAT when he retired, right? After that, you didn't hear nobody talking about Kareem was the GOAT. You didn't hear that, right? But now all of a sudden, LeBron James has the points. He's leading in the points. Now it's like, oh, he's the GOAT now. When the motherfucker that had the goddamn points wasn't even considered a GOAT. I had a motherfucker tell me the other day, this is how crazy this shit gets with these LeBron fans. I had a motherfucker tell me the other day that he's the GOAT because he's playing with his son. What type of fucking madness is that? What type of madness is that? Like, y'all, like people just throwing shit against the goddamn wall hoping it fucking sticks. That's some crazy shit. His son is in the league now. Therefore, he is really the fucking GOAT. Get the fuck out of here. We can go into that. Right? What did freaking Bronny average at USC? 3 points a game? When Marcus Jordan played for fucking Maryland, he averaged like 20-something fucking points a game. But to me, that's irrelevant when you're talking about these two players. The outside entity, that their sons, that shit is irrelevant to me. Right? And when I say that, when I'm speaking on LeBronny, hey, I wish him all the luck. I hope the young man gets out here and he just does his thing. I wish him all the fucking luck. The best luck to him. You know what I mean? These LeBron fans, they be bringing in just extra shit. Because at the end of the day, you look at the bag, you look at the championships, and you look at what that player, how that player impacted basketball in the league as a whole. Every time somebody exits, somebody got to pick up the torch. And LeBron James did that. He picked up the torch and he carried that motherfucker like no other. He did that. When you talk about a global player, globally, ain't nobody fucking with Michael Jordan. Anybody fucking with that? The way he impacted, the way he played the game. You know, by the way, at that time, he probably went out there and smoked a fucking cigar and kicked it and then came back in there and picked up the ball and still goddamn gave a motherfucker 30. So, with all this being said, to me, I guess it's your preference, right? You got people that's talking about this person is the GOAT, this person is the GOAT. And a lot of times when they see it, they didn't even see the other motherfucker play. You got goddamn Anthony Edwards, who's a dog first and foremost. He's talking about goddamn only player back then that was good was Michael Jordan. And this has been a constant thing to minimize what the man has done. And we had people, shit, back then that was cold. You had a fucking Penny Hardaway. You had fucking Grant Hill. You had all these players. You can go back even further. You had fucking goddamn fucking Karl Malone, fucking Charles Barkley. These guys were not slouches now. Clyde Drexler, Reggie Miller. These guys moved the needle. Thus, you see what you have now with these players. So, for me, yeah, I get it. The talent today, you got some players that are more athletic, and I get that. So, if you want to talk about different eras and who's the GOAT, who was the GOAT in different eras, how about y'all split that shit up like that? But then, too, I don't fucking know. Because you're looking at Steph, and in a LeBron era, he got fucking 4 rings, too. So, he's making a case for himself in the LeBron era. Or who was fucking better? So, I don't know. Just my fucking opinion about this whole GOAT situation and this GOAT talk. You know what I mean? That came up. I had a partner talk. Hey, well, look at this. You got Steph. You got X, Y, Z. Yada, yada, yada. Right? I think Steph is an outstanding player. I think he has done things to move the needle as well. I mean, you got a motherfucker that's 6'3", that's shooting the way he shoots or whatever. It's unheard of. Can you say that he has moved past LeBron in that aspect of being possibly going toe-to-toe with Michael Jordan or who is the fucking GOAT? I've heard conversations about that. Right? But then, for me, you know, and I didn't kind of move left with the conversation, all right? But for me, it's like when you look at LeBron, right? What do you see, right? First and foremost, you know, he's a fucking tank. He's a monster, right? But this point power forward conversation, he's not the first, right? Everybody know Magic Johnson started that shit. He started it. Right? You've had a many of players that play that position, not maybe at that freaking size in the sense of weight and build, but height-wise, shit. When Lamar Odom came out of Rhode Island, 6'9", playing fucking point guard. That nigga was a monster. He was a monster. right? So we can't say that he's the first that did this type of thing, right? Longevity, of course. But being 6'9", being a point forward, he's not the first. He's not. A lot of people say, like, hey, listen, before you can surpass this player, you got to surpass these people, right? For me, I mean, I put LeBron up there, but it's still in question, right? You still got freaking goddamn Kobe that's out there lingering around that he has not in so many ways surpassed. You still, hey, you got Magic. A lot of people say he ain't surpassed Magic, especially being in L.A. Just my opinion. Just my fucking opinion. Don't kill me. Don't, hey, hit me. Hey, yeah. Cool, got it. It's my fucking opinion. Right? So at the end of the day, Michael Jeffrey Jordan is my fucking GOAT. Right? But like I said before, when I first started off, this makes great conversation. All these things that I'm saying, people may look at it like, hey, I'm disrespectful, X, Y, Z, whatever. But hey, I know that LeBron James he goes on the Mount Rushmore. He does. If anybody tells you any different, they're a fucking idiot. Right? He's done something, right? He's beat Father Time, you know, and all that other good shit. But does that make him the GOAT because of that? Because he's beat Father Time? Nah, man. Nah. Look at the whole ball of it. Right? I was asked this question. Well, not really asked the question. Somebody made a statement, right? Because I said something or whatever. And their statement was, this motherfucker never played basketball. Au contraire. Played basketball. Played college ball. And I played ball overseas. Right? Does that make my opinion valid? No, it's just my opinion. But I notice. Whenever somebody is talking about basketball, it always goes back to that. Oh, that motherfucker ain't never played. Ah, he know. Da, 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 da. Oh, yeah, I play. But once again, it's one man's opinion. So, let's do a recap of this shit, right? We sit there, we talk about these players as far as, like, their rookie season, what they averaged, when they first went to the finals. You know, and how long it took him to go to the finals and X, Y, and Z. I'm not even gonna get into championships. Everybody already know that shit, right? They already know that. I'm not gonna get into that. You know what I mean? And before I leave, let me say this. Someone told me that. Well, we don't talk about the years that Jordan didn't go to the finals. He didn't make it, right? Because we talk about 6-6, right? Yeah, we don't. We don't bring that up. You want to know why? Because we don't bring that shit up with LeBron either. LeBron had been in 22 seasons, right? He's went 10 times and he's the only one 4. We talk about the times that you went. That's what we talk about. Because if we brought all that shit up, it really would be blown out of the water, right? You've been in 22 seasons, you went 10 times and you only won 4. That ain't no ghost stat than fucking me. That's for goddamn sure. But anyway, this is your boy Rise. Thank y'all for fucking tuning in to High Rise Sports Talk. All right. For those that are out there that's fucking with me, that's listening to this, y'all know who y'all are. I really appreciate it. And for those that ain't, I guess you're missing out. All right. Hey, once again, appreciate you.